We're going to finish our afternoon as we like to do with some more great local music. And the South African pop music scene is a really exciting place at the moment. We have a lot of really talented singers coming through. We have very high production values. That means that what is being produced can really hold its own against international competition. But as my producer said to me this morning, an interesting shift seems to be happening in terms of the content of the music. It's no longer good enough to just have a catchy beat or a great hook to your song. To really be a hit, a song needs to have some substance to it, a sincere message or a story to tell. And that is where our guest today steps into the spotlight. She is only 17 years old. Keisha is her name. And she is doing that, taking the story and effectively turning poetry into pop, if you like. She's just released her debut single called Airplane Mode. And if you are a cell phone user, you'll know that airplane mode means the rest of the world cannot get hold of you. The phone will not ring. The WhatsApps will not come through. You cannot check the emails. The phone is there effectively silencing the rest of the world and switching them off just for a little while. And really, it's a metaphor that Keisha's used to speak about relationships in the digital age and how much blurring of lines goes on between who is a friend, who is a real friend, who is more than that, who is actually not a friend. It's a lot to deal with for a 17-year-old in her debut single. Keisha, welcome to Cape Talk. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. So tell us a little bit about what prompted you to write about this subject for your debut single.
Well, it was definitely one of my friends that I actually was in this weird space of, is it a relationship or friendship? And because we were such close friends, I thought that it would be easier to just leave the subject alone. But I'm a person that very much enjoys delving into my own emotions. Mm-hmm. So I felt the best way to express that was through music.
Tell us a little bit about your musical journey, Keisha. I mean, have you been playing, I think it's guitar and ukulele, if I'm not mistaken. How long have you been playing those instruments?
Yes, I started with guitar when I was in grade 8, so about 4 years ago. And ukulele, I'm new to. I'm still trying to learn the chords and figure it out.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of interest, is it really difficult? Because, you know, everybody would look at it and think, well, same thing, just on a different scale. Is it very different from guitar? Excuse my ignorance.
Well, specifically with the ukulele, because there's only 4 strings, one of the chords are much different.
Okay.
And with guitar, it's a lot harder, I've noticed, because there are a lot more frets on the board. So you have to, your fingers have to stretch a lot more than on a ukulele.
Okay, so sidebar, sorry, my curiosity getting the better of me there. Okay, so it's guitar and it's ukulele. Who got you into music in the first place? Did you grow up in a family where there was always music on in the background? Keisha, talk to us about the early influences.
Not necessarily. I know I've been singing as far as I can remember. But my biggest influence would have had to be my mother. She's been singing with me. And honestly, as far as I'm aware, she's the only one that can sing in my family of musicians. So I think it was definitely her that introduced me to music as a whole, because her and I share that singing gene, if you will.
Okay. So the song is about isolating yourself from the world, putting life on airplane mode. We've been having a lot of conversations about mental health, and particularly the mental health of young people like yourself who are going through a pandemic at school and sitting through important milestones that are changed profoundly or not happening at all, sitting through classes with masks on your face the whole day. Keisha, the world is a really weird and strange place right now. Have you used your writing as a way of processing what you're going through?
Oh, definitely. Especially last year during COVID-19, when I couldn't exactly go out and see my friends. So I'd have these two-hour sessions with Gino Lee from River Road Records, where I produced the single. And I felt like that was a way to actually get away from everything that was happening around me at the moment, because COVID had a huge impact, especially on school, because I was in grade 11 at the time. Mm-hmm. So it was a big year for me, and being able to write and get in that space where I feel I'm not pressured by what's going on in the world, it was amazing, and it impacted my mental health positively.
Fantastic. It's a big year this year as well, Keisha Matric, and I believe there are even bigger things waiting for you next year. Congratulations, a scholarship to study at the New York Film Academy.
Yes, I'm super excited about that.
I mean, we haven't got time to talk about the whole journey, but very briefly, how did that happen, Keisha?
Well, I was part of the International Arts and Talent Showcase in South Africa.
Right.
And at the showcase, there was a talent scout from the New York Film Academy. And I was originally asked to audition for the musical theater portion of the auditions for the scholarships. And instead, I did film, which is a little bit out of my comfort zone. So I wasn't quite sure if that would work out. But I'm surprised that it did. And I'm so grateful it did, because it's definitely a passion of mine.
Amazing opportunity. Well, congratulations. And I hope it is an absolutely enriching experience for you to head off to New York next year in 2022. In the meantime, congratulations on the release of your debut single. We're really looking forward to playing it for our audience today. If they like what they hear, Keisha, where do we send them to find more of your music to come in future?
All my social media accounts are Keisha Parsa. There's Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and you can find me on any one of those.
Okay, thanks. That's exactly what we'll do. Her name is Keisha Parsa. Great to have you on the show with us today, Keisha. And congrats again on the release of her debut single, which is called Airplane Mode.
I can never look you in the eyes, and all of my friends will sympathize with me. But friends, let's not pretend to be so lonely. So complicated. You should know that I don't do well with subliminals. You're not good for me. Wish I could put you on.